You're listening to The Word from Westwood, a series of podcasts featuring sermons preached at Westwood United Methodist Church in Los Angeles, California.
So this morning, we're going to continue our exploration into prayer, and we're going to think about praying with compassion. So your first reaction was probably the same as mine when you saw what we were going to talk about. Well, of course, that's easy. You pray with compassion. I mean, how hard can that be? We're done. Let's go to brunch and we'll have a great time. But I dug into this a little deeper, and we will do that this morning, and you will find out that I think, and you may agree with me, that praying with compassion is one of the hardest things to do. The Henry Nouwen book that we're using for this series, actually, we use for our small group. And it continued to talk to me every week as I realized how deep, how intricate, how complicated prayer can be. Sometimes it's very simple, but sometimes it's not. And our subject today is not simple. If our prayers are not prayed with compassion, I think they are almost rendered useless. Now, compassion is defined in the dictionary as sympathy, empathy, care, concern, sensitivity, warmth, love, tenderness, mercy, leniency, tolerance, humanity, and charity. It went from easy to a little bit deeper. Now, those are words that resound in our hearts. We love those words. They describe how we should behave and interact with people. They describe how we should respond to our neighbors, to our friends, to our family. Those words are probably words that you would like the world to describe you as. These are words that we want to be, that we want to live up to. And it's easy to respond with compassion to people we love, to people we care about, to people we know personally. It's easy to respond with compassion to people we don't know, but are in circumstances that perhaps we can relate to. I'm sure all of you responded to the hurricanes and the people who were affected by them with compassion. You may have prayed. You may have contributed money. You may have helped make cleaning buckets or crisis care kits. You responded with compassion. Sometimes we respond with compassion because we can relate to what's going on, or somebody we know or love may be involved. And my brother lives in New Braunfels, Texas, which is close to San Antonio. But he lives right on the Guadalupe River. And so even though they were not affected at all by the rain coming down, the rivers coming up were scary. And he has flooded before. And every time I say, "Why in the world do you live there?" he responds back with an earthquake answer. So I let it go. But because of that, I was worried, not just for the general public, but for him and his family. And I responded with compassion. And my prayers were of compassion and caring. So sometimes we respond with compassion because we can relate to the situation. And there is a difference between compassion and sadness, although sometimes I think we can confuse the two. We can respond to our sadness with compassion, but also compassion can come out of our anger and our frustration and our confusion and even hate. And that's where we're going this morning. Susan Piver tells us, and I quote her, One of the central tenets of Buddhism is compassion in all of its forms, relative and absolute. In many ways, the entire point of all the practice and study done by the practitioners of Buddhism is in order to become more compassionate. This compassion is meant for all beings. People you love, people you like, people you don't know, and the people you hate. All of them are worthy of your compassion, and in each case, it is our responsibility to find a way to express it. End quote. Okay, now this started getting deeper. It's really easy to show compassion for someone you love, but we are called to show compassion for people we don't love, that we don't like, and perhaps even the people we hate. Now, some of you at this point are saying, okay, that's good. Feel good about that. We're going to go on. But I'm going to go deeper in this because it's not just Buddhism that calls us to do that, of course. It's Jesus. Now, so at my age, sometimes I proudly say, you know, I may disagree with you, but you have the right to have your opinion. I don't know if you've ever said that. I don't believe people have the right for their own opinion because I know I am right, but I say it, and it makes me feel better, okay? When I walk away, of course, I'm yelling in my quiet voice, you have got to be kidding me. You really think that? Don't you know anything? Or even worse. Now, I know you can relate to that rant because I know some of you, and I have heard your rants, okay? And my heart responds with compassion because I agree with you. But maybe you're tired. Maybe you've had it. Maybe all the noise in your life is overwhelming to you. Maybe you're seeking something different. And that's what we're going to talk about. I love our scripture this morning. You're going to hear it four times today, so hopefully you're going to love it too. I'm going to read it again, but I'm going to use another version. But all of the translations that I looked at this week had a heading on it, and it was the heading said, suffering for doing good or right. And the instructions on all of the versions were exactly the same. So let me read it again. All of you should live together in peace. Try to understand each other. Love each other like brothers and sisters. Be kind and humble. Don't do wrong to anyone to pay them back for doing wrong to you. Don't insult anyone to pay them back for insulting you. But ask God to bless them. Do this because you yourselves were chosen to receive a blessing. The scriptures say, and by the way, this is from Psalms, if you want to enjoy true life and have only good days, then avoid saying anything hurtful and never let a lie come out of your mouth. Stop doing what is wrong and do good. Look for peace. And do all you can to help people live peacefully. The Lord watches over those who do what is right, and he listens to their prayers. But he is against those who do evil. So although God is against those who do evil, we are told to pray for them with compassion. This scripture is in the New Testament, and the second section of it is in the Old Testament, in Psalms. So we find it, that particular part twice in both the Old and the New Testament. It has to be important for us to learn from. it has to be important for us to study. Or why would it be repeated? And when I was a kid, my mother would tell me to do something, and then she would tell me to do it again. And I would say to her, "You don't have to tell me twice." And she would say, "Obviously I do, because I wasn't doing it." So I think when God, is this me? Paul, is this me making all this noise? Okay, it's annoying, isn't it? I'll go with this and turn this off. Well, really, probably not annoying. Much better, huh? Okay, cool. Hi. Okay, here we go. But I won't move as much. That's hard not to do. Anyway, my mother would say, "Well, obviously I do because you're not doing it the first time." Well, I think God's like that too. Lots of times God tells us something two or three times because God knows we are not going to do it the first time we hear it. Last week, a friend of mine went to the doctor's, and he has not been well, and I've been encouraging him to go to the doctor. But like many of us, he puts that off because he doesn't want to hear what the doctor has to say, and my doctor's in the room, you know that. Okay. So he went, and he walked out with 3 pages, I am not kidding you, 3 pages of instructions. And you know what happened to those 3 pages. They went into the drawer, and that's the end of that. There was too much information. And that's one of the reasons I love the Bible, because it breaks things down in small segments that I can understand. Now, I love the whole Bible, but I like the part where I can read this and really think about it and try to apply that part to my life. So I try to find the stuff that's really, really, really understandable and really, really, really applicable to my life. And this is it, folks. These verses are it. Jesus tells us when he's asked what's the most important thing to know, it's very simple. Love the Lord. Treat people like you want to be treated. Now, I love that summary because that's pretty clear. That tells us exactly what to do. And these verses today, they tell us the same thing. Live in peace. Even when you don't like the people you're dealing with, live in peace. Try to understand each other, even if you don't like the people that you're dealing with. Love each other as if they were your brother and sister, even if you don't agree with them. Be kind, even to those people that you don't like. Be humble, even to the people that you really believe you know better. Don't pay people back for things they have done for you. Don't seek revenge. Don't insult people, even if they are people who have done things to you. But ask God to bless them just as you have been blessed. You know, revenge to me is an interesting thing because I don't seek revenge, but sometimes I rejoice when people get what they deserve. I don't think that's what God is talking about. I recently read, what the world needs most today is for us to see the world the way God sees the world, through God's eyes and not our own. God sees the world spiritually, not in the limited sense that we do. And that is what praying with compassion truly is. Praying for the world through the eyes of God, not your own. Compassion is a deep response from the core of your being to others. The source of compassion comes from your heart. Your heart saying to you, "What is needed in this exact moment?" It doesn't come from your mind. Your mind messes it up. It becomes so complicated when you begin to really think about it. But when you move and think with your heart, compassion is there. Compassion is the ability to hold pain
and love in your heart simultaneously. Pain and love in your heart at the same time. So this morning we're going to do a little experiment because, as you know, we've been talking and thinking about different ways to pray. So we are going to do something called praying in the scripture. I am going to read the scripture. I'm going to lead us in a quiet prayer, and then I'm going to pause for you to pray about that specific verse in the scripture. We're going to pray through the scripture, and we're going to try to pray with compassion. So I invite you to join me in prayer. So all of you should live together in peace. Lord, we pray for peace in the world and the people who are trying to disrupt that peace. We pray your love will infuse their hearts and minds and show them that your peace is what they truly desire. We pray for the people who are angry, who are vengeful, who are hateful. Lord, we pray for peace. Lord, we pray that we will try to understand each other, that we can be open to other people's opinions and ideas. Lord, give us the ability to listen, to formulate ideas that actually may change our opinions. Lord, help us to look to your word and your teaching, not ours. Lord, help us love one another like brothers and sisters. And as with brothers and sisters, we know we will not always agree. But God, give us the love in our heart to respond well, to be appropriate, to be compassionate. Lord, help us to be kind and humble, even when we know we're right. Help us to understand why being humble is so important. We know we don't always understand everything, but we know we can respond with kindness. Lord, help us to not pay back people who hurt us, who insult us, who anger us, who embarrass us, who disagree with us. Help us to see the world through your eyes, not ours. Lord, bless our friends, our family, and importantly, those we believe are in opposition to us or disagreement with us or who have hurt us. If we are wrong, change our hearts and minds. Amen. I think that sometimes we feel as if the walls of our minds are closing in on us, and we feel negative about many, many things, and we become wounded by the words and actions of others, and we don't see hope. It's hard to pray for the world in those situations. It's hard to pray for our families in those situations. But we must pray with compassion, because we must have hope. Our prayers at times are feeble and embarrassing. But Max Lucado tells us, the power of prayer isn't in us, the people who are praying. It is in the one who hears, our God. And so our prayer of compassion will make a difference. Our prayer of compassion will take courage. It will take us putting our fears aside and embracing the power that God gives us. But we can do it. All we have to do is allow our hearts to break to the sorrow and the beauty of this world. Amen.
Westwood United Methodist Church is located at 10497 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, between Westwood Village and Beverly Hills. Sundays are at the heart of this faith community's life, and we invite you to worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. A wide variety of opportunities for all ages are also available every week. To learn more, visit us on the web at www.westwoodumc.org or call the church office at area code 310-474-4511. I'm Janet Hoskins. Westwood United Methodist Church. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God.